This guy loves to post. He just
Who is this guy? He has so many followers.
I've seen his posts around so much.
I think he was on
They're really
TV.
Funny. Yeah, oh, he was on that show, right? It was like kind of a Survivor style thing.
CNN. He was the anti-hero.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called The Acquisitionist.
Yeah, I think he was on Mad TV sometimes too. He played like he played as different characters on Mad TV. It's pretty funny.
He did blackface one too many times on Mad TV, so they made him president.
Yeah, I'm looking at his bio now and it's like 45th president. I'm like, 45th president of what? And it's the United States of America.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, oh my God.
President
it's been
of my
this
dick.
Long? I didn't even know this. I thought I'd seen this guy's face a lot. It was kind of starting to freak me out. It makes a lot more sense now. My mind is put at ease knowing that that's the president, not just some guy on a milk cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of orange.
Yeah.
You guys notice that?
He has an unsettling appearance.
He looks like an orange dude.
Yeah. He's not good.
You
he's certainly
tell
not
just
good.
By looking at mm-hmm. him.
Someone should like.
I mean, he's good at posting.
He's got good, good riffs.
What in general? As a man, he's not very good.
What snack food is this guy reminding me of?
He's like a tangerine, maybe, or like a,
just like
a Dorito. Is he kind of like a Dorito?
Funyuns? Dorito or Cheetos?
Oh, Cheetos, that's it.
Yeah. Like a hot fry.
Hot fries.
A hot
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Donald Hot Fries Trump.
Oh, I was thinking orange juice. Yeah. Old Hot Fries Trump. That's what they call him.
There is a hot fry in the White House.
That's right.
Joe Biden's not going to be any kind of snack, and it's very disappointing.
No.
Like, it's so
Are
fun
you
to have
fucking
a
kidding
Cheeto.
Me?
No way.
That man is 100% a whole ass meal.
Well, sure, he's a metaphorical snack, but in terms of like,
yeah, but what kind
my
of snack
man
is
a literal?
Is
he? Like, is he's like a he has a Mounds bar because he's got those Mounds.
Ew!
Oh no!
he looks like something you'd. You wouldn't be able to order it off the menu, but you'd be able to buy it in the gift shop area of a Cracker Barrel.
Oh yeah, there's just like an old lady who makes like a caramel candy with like white coconut
on
top. Oh god,
yeah. He looks like a Charleston chew that's been left in a pool for a week.
Mm-hmm. It's out in the rain barrel, getting rusty with the switchblades.
Yeah, with the big the like extra big checkers. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 114 of Beep Beep Lettuce.
We're still doing this.
We're still
Incredible
doing
energy.
It.
And so is at real Donald Trump. But not for long, folks. Trump tweeted the other day something that sounds suspiciously like he's starting to accept defeat.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I want to thank Emily Murphy at GSA for the Gay Straight Alliance. That's what GSA stands for.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Gay Straight Alliance.
Trump has joined the Gay Straight Alliance. He wants to thank Emily Murphy for her steadfast dedication and loyalty to our country. She has been harassed, threatened, and abused, et cetera, et cetera. Our case strongly, in all caps, continues. We will keep up the good fight, and I believe we will prevail. Nevertheless, in the best interest of our country, I am recommending that Emily and her team do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, and have told my team to do the same.
Garbage tweet, dude. Yeah. Stick to your day job and keep off the internet already.
Yeah, this one feels like one of the, you know, the handlers did
the
it.
The fake ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's no caps, yeah. There's no funny
this
riffs,
fucking
there's no
zero
no
out of
characters.
10. I don't know, man. Whatever this guy's day job is, he should probably stick to that.
But we know that ever since the election, Trump has like been in a funk. He's on a tilt. He is.
Mm-hmm.
He
golfing,
hasn't been tweeting as much. He's
crying.
He's just kind of. Yeah, he's definitely doing the like sad boy montage while the sad piano music plays.
Yeah,
just trying to remember the good times.
All the bad girls.
Yeah, no one tells you that he's blasting Blade inside the motorcade when he drives past supporters and gives them a little thumbs up.
How do you think Baron's holding up through all this? You think Baron doesn't give a shit? That's what I imagine. You think Baron's just like walking around the White House fucking taunting his dad? Just like, you suck. I can't believe you didn't win that. That sucks. I win in Call of Duty every single day. Fuck you.
Barron's walking around the White House blasting, just playing from his phone, no headphones, just out of his phone speaker, the new Machine Gun Kelly. Meanwhile, Trump has entered into a sort of emo phase,
yeah,
and he's like, am I more than you bargained for yet? Oh, I've been dying to tell you anything you want to hear, because that's just who I am this week.
We're going down in an early round.
May I say, we're going down much, much earlier than anybody else. Almost anybody else has ever gone down. Much earlier. Obama, he went down in a much later round, you know, not an early round like me.
Look, your lipstick, his collar, don't bother, Angel. I know exactly what goes on.
Look, has anybody heard of closing the goddamn door here? I mean, come on. Yeah, so Trump says sad, and,
late,
you know.
Night, come home. Work sucks.
I know. I think that a lot of people kind of felt that his move here would be never accept the results, always believe in a sort of like Obama, like not my president, like that's not the real president or whatever kind of style. Just sort of always, they're basically becoming like Hillary libs, like Hillary should have actually won or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I wonder if anyone's going to make one of those, like if Donald had won accounts where it was like Donald Trump being like, Melania just fetched me a coffee and now I'm making America great again. Remember, it was like
if
with
Donald
Hillary,
had won, we'd be at the gun range right now.
Yeah.
That's true. I'll be at the gun range anyway. But
we'd be murder. We'd be having a spree shooting at brunch right now.
Yeah, we'd be killing everyone at the French bistro. It would be a good old time.
People are taking this differently. Libs are like, oh, Donnie knows he lost. And then I went over to 4chan/poll, and the responses are amazing. They're literally on suicide watch over here. So somebody said, I can't take this. I'm really thinking about ending it. There is no place for us white men anymore. Biden is going to genocide us and kill me and my children. What is the point of living anymore? Please, Trump, cross the Rubicon and save the white race.
Fucking libs. You fucking libs. Yeah,
please,
here.
Mr. Trump,
so yeah, funny.
Cross the Rubik's Cube and make me a white Nordic GF. Like, I don't know what this guy thinks is going to fucking happen.
Please make me that meme.
Cross
where
the
I
Rubin
say,
sub.
Where I say yes.
I want to look like that guy. Cross the Rubin sub, sir.
Exact, precisely exact mindset of cope that we saw from the libs after 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just with different aesthetics.
Oh, yeah.
No! So
yeah. And it's like, I can't, you know, poll has become overrun. 4chan in general seems to have become overrun with boomers.
And feds.
And feds. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know exactly how much of it is like real, but there's definitely some people who are like actually just behaving the same exact way as that lady in the green jacket with the glasses is. Mm-hmm. Like,
collapsing their knees and yelling.
Guys, calm down. This is so embarrassing for everyone involved. But I think it is important to recognize that they're exactly the same type of people who just are like, we want our team to win and kill brown people in yeah. Iraq.
Well, I mean, it's already all going back to the center, right? Like, Biden's whole plan is to work with the Republicans and build this bridge. So, like, only the most insane fringe, like, psycho Trump followers are actually, like, losing their mind. And, you know, how many of them are actually posting to poll? That those posts that you saw were probably fucking feds.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Because, statistics coming out, at least according to right-wing, quote-unquote, journalists, they're saying that only 3% of Trump voters accept the results of the election, which is, I mean, I don't know how much we can trust those numbers. It's plausible to me. I feel like if that were the case, where wouldn't there be, like, you know, outbreaks of violence something?
Isn't that the allure of ideology, though, is that all, like, 97 or whatever percent of Trump supporters get to be like, I don't accept the election results, and then, like, nothing happens because nothing has to happen. They get to just keep going about their business and being like, Joe Biden's not my fucking president. I'm not going to pay for some Mexican healthcare, and, like, they have no idea what they're fucking talking about, and they're never going to do anything. They're just pissed off.
Yeah.
just the same. And it's the same as the liberals when Trump got into power. Like, were the liberals ever going to fucking do anything? No. They kept trying to tell, like, protesters and rioters or whatever you want to call them to tone it down and please bring it back into the realm of reasonability. And it's like, no, being unreasonable is the point. Like, you know, it's like you have to put your foot down at some point. But yeah, this is the mirror image of what happened 4 years ago. And it's all just pathetic, like, theater. Like, it's pathetic to get involved in this theater because the actual, like, material conditions of the United States, of your and everybody else's lives here, are going to go the same fucking direction that they would have if Donald Trump fucking won, maybe with a few minor differences.
There is a kind of a separatist thing growing within the right, led by 22-year-old ideologue Nick Fuentes, who is basically like a Groyper account that had more of mommy and daddy's money than he knew what to do with. So he started some website, and he's going around doing speeches where he's like, if the Republican Party won't, you know, challenge the results of the election, if they won't go to bat for Trump, we're going to destroy them and start a new Republican Party. And it's like, I wish a motherfucker would.
If the Republicans don't go to bat for Donald Trump, I'll take off my shirt in the town square and fist fight anyone who looks at me crooked. Like, what's supposed to happen?
I will become an actual groiper.
I'm gonna do plastic surgery so I look like a frog. I'm gonna turn into some kind of hideous monster.
Right. I feel like after Trump, we've just become exactly like, because I remember growing up, like being 15 years old and being like, oh, it's the same party, but one's red and one's blue. But like, that has become openly like rubbing our faces in it. I feel like there's no Republican now that is too far right for the Democrats to shower praises on for the bare minimum. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like,
It's all aesthetic. It's just, if you reject Trump, but you are still, you know, a hideous right-wing ghoul, you get lauded because you rejected Trump. It's just a completely aesthetic exercise,
right? Like you posted a tweet here where someone named Stefan Roberts says fucking George W. Bush continues to be the most underrated president of recent times.
And then according to some, like, I think it was a book or something about Bush, at a alumni reunion party for Yale students at the White House, George W. Bush, notably one of the Yale Skull and Bones dudes, jacked off into a Geronimo skull as part of some weird initiation ritual. So these are like absolute ghouls. Every single person at this party, some of the most hideous human beings known to man. And apparently one of his fellow alumni had transitioned, had become a woman. And this person said, oh, you might remember me as Peter, .. And then Bush says, well, now you've come back as yourself.
First of all, that shit didn't happen.
There's no way.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, of all the things. Way.
Everybody stood up
of
and
all
clapped.
The things that didn't happen, that didn't happen.
It wasn't
happen
Bush,
the
it
most.
Was Albert Einstein. It's like,
it was a Navy
but even
SEAL,
if
actually.
It did happen, it's like, this is the bare fucking minimum. Is all you have to do to be forgiven for being one of the most horrendous war criminals of the century just not misgender someone?
Yeah, be a decent fucking person to one person who you already know and already respect and care about. Like, yeah. That doesn't make you a good person. That makes you, like, if you had done nothing else wrong, that would be like, okay, you're not an asshole. Well, but he's already an asshole. He's also, like, it's like completely erasing the 8 years he fought tooth and nail against even fucking gay rights.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not like he, like, what are you talking about? This is in 2003. This is in 2003, he says, that he saw someone who was trans and then respected that. I don't fucking believe it, because he did everything in his power to make that person's life hell.
I might have been an atrocious war criminal for 8 years, but when I was in college, I had a black friend and he told me I was a good white person, so...
Exactly. It's the same shit.
Yeah. Specifically that he was pretty fly.
I mean, also,
George W. Bush.
Todd, you gave me like a wave of nostalgia for the days when, because, you know, I didn't have access to like cool books that would uncover state secrets and stuff. So I had to learn about George Bush jerking off into a coffin for Skull and Bones from some crazy ass GeoCities website with a bunch of like flaming skull clip-ons all over the place.
Oh, wow.
How do we get back to spreading information like that?
Actually,
you need to buy a t-shirt that has a picture of a woman's private parts and it says good Bush and then a picture of George W. Bush and it says bad Bush on the t-shirt. That's what we were doing in like 2006.
I actually found a website like that of like parapolitical stuff that's like still on Blogger, which I didn't even know existed.
Unreal.
And it's a great website. I'll put it in the notes. Remind me to do that. So that sucks. And the Democratic Party is entirely just becoming the Republican Party. And not that they weren't already, but it's just like openly and aesthetically now. It's like not only is John McCain fine, but Bolton is fine. Elliot Abrams is fine. You know, Mitch McConnell, we kind of still disdain just because he's like kind of crass, but like whatever.
Yeah, the boot on your neck is going to be wielded by POC, queer BIPOC.
Also, and Biden's new cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, before we get into that, because it's everything you expected and worse. Joe Biden posted the other day. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, Jack. President Trump refuses to concede and is just delaying the transition. We have to fund it ourselves and need help. He's basically Joe is starting a GoFundMe to fund his transition. he's asking for your donation so he can get top surgery.
Mm-hmm. The damn White House healthcare plan. It doesn't cover me being a trans woman. So I'm going to need you to pitch in a little bit. I'm going to Thailand, Jack.
Yeah. So they're literally asking for money. They're trying to fundraise on like a fake like thing where they're claiming that President Trump is doing a coup. I don't even get this.
Is like this disgusting. Precedent? Is there any precedent for a fucking presidential campaign to like just be like we won the election and now we need you?
I don't really know. What I've read is that it's like normally at this point like Trump would have conceded or something, and then it's like they would have access to like federal funds that pay for the transition. But like they didn't really say what they need it for.
They just know that they're high profile enough that they can essentially grift on Act Blue like your typical fucking like GoFundMe grifter, and they just won't, you know, face any repercussions for it. You know, they can raise money for whatever they want to be the first cabinet in history where everybody has to wear name tags so that the president can actually remember who the fuck they are.
Joe Biden has become so addicted to buying and then smashing priceless Fabergé eggs thanks to the massive donations he was receiving throughout the election cycle from Saudi Arabia and Israel he needs his fix. He's once again asking to fund their
upcoming Viceland special. Joe and Kamala go to Yankee Candle.
Yeah, we need the smells and they need to be delicious.
We're going to bring lavender back to the White House.
Yes! Fuck yes! Lavender and puppies are back at the White House!
Yeah, I have such a boner because there's going to be a dog in the White House again. Oh, by the way, God. I'm a white woman. speaking of Biden's cabinet, it's official. Tony Blinken will be Joe Biden's Secretary of State.
Well, his name is actually Anthony, so maybe he saw A. dot Blinken and was like, A Blinken.
There
hell
you go.
Yeah.
All coming together.
Yeah. He's one of the best presidents of all time. I've got his rookie card.
I've been trained to spot this kind of stuff ever since I went to Dr. Acula by mistake.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So this guy, if you don't know, is an absolute ghoul from the State Department, served in Obama's cabinet, and then left to do just the worst kind of like techno defense, you know, weapons manufacturing, consulting stuff, and just
like you do,
you know, raise millions of dollars.
Yeah, just horrifying stuff.
This is. You could just read about what this guy did. In 2017, he co-founded something called West Exec Advisors, a political strategy advising firm. And their clients have included Google's Jigsaw, Israeli artificial intelligence company WindGuard, and, quote, Fortune 100 types. In an interview with The Intercept, Flournoy, one of his partners, explains that West Exec seeks to employ, quote, people recently coming out of government. And he's also, Blinken, is also a partner of a private equity firm. So basically, it's like everybody in Biden's cabinet is just going to be somebody who, since Obama, has been working for like some private equity firm that's been buying up and gobbling up fucking companies and housing and just transferring just insane amounts of wealth into the pockets of the ruling class, and also has been advising other world governments that are aligned with the U.S. on how to better and more efficiently prop up their empire.
Like we're supposed to think that the Obama administration was like 8 years of the most progressive politics we've ever seen, and then like most of the people who worked in that administration went on to become absolute fucking corporate ghouls who destroyed people's lives at every step along the way. It's the same situation with fucking Seth Harris, who was like worked in the Obama Department of Labor and then like went out and busted unions for Uber. Like the revolving door
I think he had
of
like
public private partnerships and all this influence and like being cozy with lobbyists. It's all fucking unacceptable. It's totally fucking unacceptable, but it's just business as usual in the United States.
And the amount of people, you know, there was a discourse blog or whatever, that like new media outlet that is like rising out of the bones of Splinter.
Oh, interesting.
That old good paper. Highly recommend subscribing to that. It's a subscription only thing. But they wrote an op-ed, basically just, it was called, "It's going to be a long fucking 4 years." Because every fucking liberal, you know, and even like quote unquote like Bernie-crat people, all of these sort of people who got a lot of followers on Twitter and are using that, you know, still going to be using that to be like the new pundit class or whatever, like Aaron Rupar and what's that other guy who had the we're going to abolish ICE.
Oh, Sean McElwee. Yeah, that guy's a fucking
every single fed. One of these freaks was just like, this isn't a problem, this is fine,
this guy's
actually
good.
It's actually, I don't see how it's a problem to like live in society. What do you want him to do, starve? You want him to, as if the options are, you know,
make millions of dollars in the most like craven and horrific way possible.
Yeah, do consulting starve. for defense contractors or starve.
Yeah, the only reason they're not like calling you a fucking racist and a bigot and a sexist or whatever for questioning whether this is the best guy to run the job is because he's just a white guy. If he had any sort of marginalized identity, they would be using that to make
Well, they're
you
already
feel
trying
bad.
To play
That's
up Kamala, right? It's like first black woman vice president, and we're all supposed to be like, yeah, she's not going to give us health care, and it's going to be way better than when Trump didn't give us health care. Like, who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck anymore. And I don't think like voters give a fuck. I don't think your average worker gives a fuck. I don't think the peasant class of the United States certainly does not give a fuck. Like, when comes the moment when we're all just like, we should be done with this? Like, we know that we're not gonna get anything out of it, whether it's Biden or Trump or whoever promising to build back better or make America great again. Like, we don't need to dredge up some imagined era of, you know, American exceptionalism and greatness, whether it's past or future. We need to like fucking tear down most of the institutions in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to Blinken in his cabinet, Biden has also chosen Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary.
Mm-hmm. First woman.
Yellen.
If you're not familiar with Janet Yellen, she is a Brookings Institution ghoul and utter evil, soulless person with completely dead eyes who served under Obama. She succeeded Ben Bernanke. If you don't remember Ben Bernanke, he was the guy that bailed out the banks and Wall Street in the 2008 financial crash and did not do absolutely jack shit for ordinary Americans who lost their homes, their livelihoods, everything in that financial crash under Barack Obama. So
yeah, she used to run the Fed, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she ran the Fed. And
she's
also
breaking glass ceilings.
I'm seeing here she had... she was appointed as the treasurer of the Skull and Bone Society at Yale.
Really? Are you making that up?
I'm just fucking with you.
She probably went somewhere else equally ghoulish.
Yeah. Yeah, she also does the Klan's taxes.
Hey, they pay a lot, you know? It's like not many people want to do the job, so she needed a little extra money.
Brilliant Paul Krugman. If you don't remember, guy who I think like a few months or maybe a year ago, time dilates under Corona, but Paul Krugman, the guy who posted asking, why is there child porn showing up on my hard drive? he's an economist, you know, I use the term loosely, says,
real dullard.
Fantastic news, Janet Yellen for Treasury, not just someone with vast experience and a terrific track record, but a deep thinker too. One of the people who kept realistic, useful macroeconomics alive through some intellectual dark times. And then, so friend of the pod, Reborn Vlad, found this great reply to Krugman saying, so this guy, Jesse Kramer, says, her husband also just happens to have a Nobel Prize in economics. Their dinner table discussions must be amazing. And then somebody responded to that with, these pics of Biden's are like going from the agony to, quote, the ecstasy.
Oh, no.
No, please do not.
We're putting the shotgun in our mouths, folks. Kurt Cobain style.
Oh, yeah. There's been...
I mean, like...
R. Bud Dwyer fucking style, I hope.
Two people who are, like, super well-known for being, like, rock stars of capitalist economic systems. Like, what do you think their fucking dinner table conversation is really like? Do you think they're like, did you see the new Pixar movie? Yeah, I saw it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, this swordfish is kind of chewy. Should we fire Maria?
Dear, did you remember to check the help's pockets before they left today?
Yeah, I don't.
My sterling silver is gone again.
Yeah, my diva cup is missing again, and I think that she needs to go.
Janet Yellen becomes the first woman to drop her diva cup in the Oval Office by accident, and Joe Biden didn't even care because he was asleep.
He did not know.
He's the first president with narcolepsy.
He doesn't know what periods are.
After we finish our meal that our housekeeper cooked for us, do you want to have dusty old person sex on a $3,000 bearskin rug?
No, I'm going to watch child porn and come in my own mouth.
All right, dear. Don't stay up too late.
Yeah.
No, I mean, these people are not cool people, but I definitely also saw a tweet that was like, these cabinet position news are like just loading me up, and then when on January 21st it's gonna be the orgasm. And like, people are literally just being horny about Jesus politics Christ. And the most it feels worse it feels a lot
I mean
worse than even before 2016.
Yeah,
I got to admit, I'm really excited for Joe Biden's inauguration, but only because I think it'll give us an opportunity to possibly spot Jeffrey Epstein on camera again.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That's important.
The best part about this Janet Yellen's nomination for Treasury is that this was the position that was promised to Liz Warren. This is like the reason that Liz Warren dropped out, because Biden in some back room promised her that she would get a cabinet position, and just like Pete, just like Amy. I mean, like we talked about back when it happened that there was a rumor that he promised all of them the VP pick, to get them to drop out and endorse him.
Only and Andrew Liz Yang was Warren, dumb enough to like talk about it. He was like, "Oh wow, he didn't tell me he was going to nominate a woman. Oh shucks, too bad." We're all landing.
Liz Warren was gunning for this position, and you know, she sucks. But Janet Yellen, even worse.
Probably worse. Because like I've always said.
She sold out any chance. She sold out Bernie. She sold out any chance of even the slightest social democratic reforms to not even get the fucking job. Good fucking job, Liz Warren, you stupid fucking cunt.
It's like a... It reminds me of the movie Election. Have you ever seen the movie Election with Reese Witherspoon? Just like these... like it's about a high school like class president election, and just all of these annoying children who just like are entirely narcissistic and self-serving, just like make life hell for each other just so they can get the fucking class presidency, and it means nothing and no one cares about it. And they just like try to ruin people's lives so that they can have this like modicum of power. And then at the end of the movie, it's just like, oh yeah, you don't actually get to do anything.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in high school, we had one class president who gave everyone like one ice cream bar. That was like the most impact I ever felt from a class president. Ice cream. It was nice.
I'm glad you got it.
I mean, I was on student council in high school, and I remember showing up to the meetings, and they were like, we're going to plan parties. And I was like, that's what we're going to fucking do? That's not student government. This is a party planning committee. Like, I don't give a shit about brownies and bunting. I want there to be like longer breaks in between classes. Fuck you.
Yeah, I should be able to smoke in my car.
Yeah, exactly. Without scrutiny. Gym teacher always up in my jam. Yeah, but I mean, like, fuck all these picks. Fuck anybody who was promised a position in Biden's cabinet. Like, I don't know. How drunk in the middle of the day do you think Beto O'Rourke is right now? Like, just all the wasted opportunities. Like, how much do you think that guy just, like, whips himself for all the stupid-ass decisions he made while he had 15 seconds of fame?
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke is, like, 2 months into a crippling heroin addiction, and he's marathoned the entirety of The Office 17 times.
Yeah. I basically, what I'm imagining Beto O'Rourke doing is everything that we saw videos of Hunter Biden doing.
Yeah, no. He's getting foot jobs. He's smoking crack.
Yeah, he's smoking crack.
He sounds kind of cool, jobs, actually.
Hanging out. Yeah,
it's. I mean, good. You know what? If Beto O'Rourke's hanging out with Hunter Biden and Rob Ford, good for him,
good
man.
Good for him.
That's honestly going from running for president to that. Moving way up in the world. Oh, yeah. Honestly,
you're hanging out with much cooler people who are much less horrible
and doing things that are better for the world.
Yeah,
that's true.
Providing for a small business owner who, you know, makes that crack cocaine, sells it to feed his family.
Yeah. But yeah, this is it's all very bad, and I feel like it's hard not to be a little bit like, yeah, I told you so, because everyone was saying like, this is not going to be good. It's going to be worse. It's going to be really bad. And, you know, we haven't even gotten to January 21st, where Joe Biden still isn't even president yet. And it's already worse.
Like, but Bryn, like, there's no reason to not be, I told you so. We didn't get a real victory lap. So the only victory lap that we actually get is being like, look, you fucking morons, you fucking absolute rubes, you fucking feckless marks. You thought Biden would do anything good for you whatsoever? He fucking put Rahm Emanuel in his cabinet. And one of the fucking biggest examples is this guy Jamil Smith, right? He's a writer for Rolling Stones, RS Politics, and he spent the entire fucking primary berating Bernie, calling him racist, being like, Bernie Sanders excuses white voters' racism.
Yeah, and then, he totally does.
And then, he does white violence all the time.
And
then,
and he, throughout the election, he's been a Biden lapdog. And now, mm-hmm. now that Rahm Emanuel is in his cabinet, Jamil Smith finally decides to be like, hey, you know, I was down with, you know, Blinken and Yellen and all these other, you know, absolute miserable ghouls, but, you know, Rahm Emanuel, Biden, come on, please,
guys,
please,
come on,
please.
Can we not? Yeah,
you reap what you fucking sow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, these people have, like, do you have the memory of a gnat? Like, this wasn't that long ago. Like, they're all friends. They all hang out with each other. They all have their fingers in each other's pies. You know what I mean?
And Joe Biden's old. He's like an old grandpa who just wants all his friends to come over and drink Bud Lights in front of the trailer. He's just trying to get anyone who was at the Obama White House to come work for him.
He is absolutely not going to be fighting against anybody who says, you should do this one because the CIA says. And he's like, yeah, that's the institutions. I trust the institutions.
He's going to fight against his nurse when she says he has to go to bed at 5 o'clock. Can be like, no, the early bird special. I can still get it. I'm really hungry, damn it.
Yeah. I mean, he might fight his advisors a little bit when they tell him to appoint Bernie Secretary of Excusing White Voters Racism. But other than that, I don't think he'll do very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of something that you're going to be accused of being a racist if you don't think is progressive and woke, apparently UCLA has been doing a payroll blunder where workers had too much taxes deducted from their paycheck. And now, instead of repaying the amount that they took from the workers, UCLA has given the workers Amazon gift cards.
No, you can't do that. That's illegal.
Well, that's the thing, because it's like, fuck it. We're UCLA. We're like one of the biggest educational institutions in the fucking country. We'll do whatever the fuck we want. And they're probably going to get fucking away with it because they have the best fucking lawyers. And you're just a fucking worker. Take your fucking company script, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, it's
worse than company script. It's like the universal company store is just Amazon now. Like, that's terrifying. Like, that's such an incredible consolidation of power. And that, like, public institutions like this, like UCLA brags in their fucking Twitter bio, number one public university in the nation 4 years in a row. Like, yeah, great. Like, how much money do you receive from Jeff Bezos on a yearly basis? Like, to be going around and just being like, oh, well, we'll just give you fucking Amazon gift. And here's the other thing. Like, they wouldn't give the Amazon gift cards instead of cash if they weren't getting a better deal by giving out the Amazon gift cards.
Let's remember that in-state tuition at UCLA is like 15 grand a year, and out-of-state tuition is over 40 grand a year.
Right.
And like, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, you know how much it cost to go to one of the University of California public schools?
I don't know. $100?
Anybody want to guess? Mm-hmm. Nothing. It costs nothing.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you get. This is what you get. Nothing. You get absolutely nothing. We're not going to give you anything. In fact, we're going to make it fucking worse for you. And then when you complain about it, we're going to call you fucking racist and sexist and homophobic.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Because you got to respect, Bezos' identity as a Latino man.
He's Latino now?
No, I don't know.
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
Goddamn.
Can I pay my rent with Amazon? Not that I want to pay. I mean, this is the whole plan, right?
Mm-hmm. How long before Amazon starts purchasing housing and renting out units, and how long Amazon starts purchasing universities, like
that's
purchasing like an ownership stake on the board of universities?
That's the whole plan.
Well, I've had this idea for a while for a startup service to sell to Amazon where you don't actually have to live in a house. You just send a sleep request from your phone wherever you are in the city, and we bring you a bed and an umbrella and you sleep under.
Yeah, that's dark. We call it the Uber for cabanas. You get to, it's like you're out on the beach and you get to feel the breeze in your hair while you sleep. It's great.
I've got an idea for an app. It's so basically it's kind of like Uber or Lyft or something. You're out at a restaurant and you see it's Jeff Bezos, it's Janet Yellen, it's one of these billionaires or NatSec ghouls or just Paul Krugman or somebody. They're at the same restaurant you're at. Amazing. Oh my God. Holy shit. That's crazy. And then you open the app and you put in your location and you pay a small fee, and then you go to the bathroom and taped to the back of the toilet seat is a gun.
It's a revolver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering if that. I was gonna say, like, you ask him for a photo together, and then you open the special camera app, and your phone shoots a bullet.
I thought you were gonna say that you press the location where they are, and then a drone comes and bombs.
Drives you away, and then a missile hits it.
Yeah. It's a personal independent drone bomb.
Even better, you leave your phone behind, a drone strikes it, but your phone has a little bit of your DNA in a case inside, so it like spreads it out, and the cops are like, wow, that's very sad. This man died here. His phone was here. His fingerprints were here. He died in the crash.
This is great.
Commit all the political assassinations you want and convince the cops you've been turned into a fine mist. Only $24.99 a month plus fees and taxes.
Yeah.
You got a lot of like student loans or something. Just like erase your identity. Start fresh.
Yeah. Speaking of something that they're going to do instead of forgiving your student loans, in the year 2020, we all knew that trillions of dollars were pumped into the United States economy to basically keep us from going into a depression. I mean, we're already in a recession. And what's basically happening is 20% of all dollars in current circulation were printed this year, in the year 2020.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
If that, at one out of every $5 by value, right? I mean, denominations aside, was printed this year.
Man, who has $5 to compare with each other in 2020? Am I right?
they're devaluing the currency, or you know, we haven't seen the effects that this is going to wreak, the havoc that this is going to wreak on, you know, ordinary people's buying ability, the ability to support themselves, put food on the table, pay rent, whatever. Mm-hmm. The ruling class sees the writing on the wall that empire is collapsing, and they're looting the coffers before it all goes to absolute shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Dow just hit some like huge milestone too, right? It's at like 30,000 points, yeah, or something for the first time ever.
Yeah, S&P is at an all-time high, you know, even the little correction like a few months ago, and then smaller correction a few weeks ago, it just
the
keeps
forces
recovering.
Drive that there, it's just insane. Why would it recover?
Because
everything is bad.
Trump,
there's no it's not tied to anything.
Trump,
where's the gold?
Trump won't let
where's the treasure?
Trump won't let the economy crash on his watch. He is basically instructed Mnuchin to do whatever the fuck it takes to
man,
keep the economy
going,
to just keep pumping the fucking money in, to keep our sputtering economy afloat. And honestly, I think that's part of the reason that he is not fighting that hard, because he and the rest of the Republican Party are fine with Biden getting in and the fucking rug being pulled out from under every single working American when the economy takes the biggest shit that it's taken since the fucking beginning of the 1900s, since the mm-hmm. fucking Great Depression.
Oh, yeah.
It's a depression. Well, then, I feel like there's no way to call
absolutely.
Like 50% unemployment.
There's
not
bread lines.
A depression.
Yeah, I was
there
gonna say
mile,
it's not even, nothing's
mile
good
long
about the
lines.
Booming economy. Yeah, everyone's like waiting in line for food. Like,
yeah.
A depression in what? A depression in like living conditions, working conditions, the value of the dollar, the political legitimacy, like all of that shit is bottoming out. It's not a depression. Like we've been repressed and depressed, and like the line is broken. It's not ever going to go back to normal. You can mm-hmm. we can play with all of these ideas of like, oh well, the Dow Jones is actually here. Oh, these returns, these economic futures are actually going to make X amount in 5 years. Like, there's no 5 years. Everything's going to be totally fucking different in two. Everything's already totally fucking different than it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think? There's any going back from this? Do you think that like history is going to slow down all of a sudden?
Well, that's a weird. That's the fucking thing, right? Is that like people? I think people voted for Biden as like, well, we'll go back to before Trump. We'll go back to like Obama, where it was like you could, you know. During Obama, like right after that, you could go, you know, you could still buy a house, you could still get a job, you could still.
Well, the economy crashed right when he came in, though. The housing bubble burst and millions of Americans lost their homes.
Right.
And Obama presided over that. And as we said at the beginning of the fucking hour, did he bail out everyday Americans? Did he bail out Main Street? No. He just fucking fellated the fucking shriveled old dusty dick of Wall Street and the fucking banks.
That's right.
And
that's
and absolutely I mean, of course, obviously he didn't do anything good, but like for a very specific portion, the kind of people who vote and care about voting for Biden, they had a good 8 years. Like, even if they like had a problem in 2008 or whatever, like, they like things sort of got smoother for a specific set of America until, and then for Trump, it was like this whole aesthetic thing, but it's also people don't realize that the conditions to create a completely new way of interacting with the world and politics and the economy has been building throughout before Obama, W. Bush.
Well, the main difference between the two parties is really just their relationship to political enjoyment, right? Like, the liberals mm-hmm. pretend that they don't enjoy politics and that this is all just business to them and that they're really working hard and that they're in earnest and they really get off on that theater. And that's like the respectability theater, the like return to Obama era norms kind of bullshit we're seeing now. And then the Republicans are just the flip side of that. They're just like, oh, things are getting worse. We love that. We're going to spin it as positive. We absolutely love it when things get worse. They don't really change between the two of them. There's not that much difference in how much worse things get. It's just like the fucking prevailing social attitude about it. It's the way that your fucking Super Bowl commercials make you feel.
Right.
You know, that's like the difference.
And that's sort of the only difference within this very narrow, specific class of people who either are in power on either side or not, but you know, directly benefit from that aesthetic. But then everyone else basically sees the writing on the wall, it seems. Like, I just feel like there's so many people who look at what happened this year in terms of voting and politics, and was just like, none of this fucking matters. Both of them are destroying mm-hmm. my life. And I think we're going to see a lot of interesting upheavals, because what they're planning is, you know, completely removing even more human rights. And everyone knows that, like, on the right and the right. left, anyone who cares at, or anyone who looks at anything and just basically doesn't believe MSNBC sees the writing on the wall for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that things did get worse for a lot of people who, like, just kind of either ignored it or just didn't care because their guy was in the White House. It was like, because if your guy is in charge and things are getting worse for you, it's clearly not that guy's fault, not Obama's fault. He's a good guy. We have the good guy in the White House. Mm-hmm. So it's your own fault. It's your own responsibility because you have somehow failed. It's your fault that the bank changed the rate on your mortgage and caused you to lose your home and be underwater. It's your fault that you're losing your home, you're getting foreclosed upon, you lost your job, you lost your insurance. It's your fault because you failed to live up to the expectations that society had for you.
Right.
Because there's a good guy in the White House, and it couldn't possibly be because the system is completely rigged to fuck you over.
Well, like, remember when Obama was president and it was, like, basically politically taboo if you were not a conservative to talk about how the ACA, like, actually fucked a bunch of people over and didn't go far enough to help the people that it ostensibly was trying to help, and, like, was just generally, like, a terrible, terrible, poorly thought out replacement for Medicare for All. But if you talked about that, people would be like, look, you're just giving the Republicans ammo. Okay, Obama's mm-hmm. a good guy. He tried his hardest. They blocked him. They got in his way. They told him no. You know, it's like, who gives a shit? Like, I want to be able to vote for a politician who, when he's told no, he's like, no, actually, yes, we are going to implement the good idea policy. Please and thank you. You know, like, but we don't have that because there's nobody up there who's actually standing up for anybody's rights. There's just, like, fucking, like, obvious corporate capitalists and, like, corporate capitalists who know how to sound like a TV lawyer, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Obama was, like, the last time they'll ever be able to, like, run on nothing, like, on technocratic bullshit and actually have people vote for it. Like, with Joe Biden, it only worked because people voted against Trump. Like, nobody really gives a shit about whatever Joe Biden's, like, terrible fucking half-assed plans are. And, like, Democrats are going to keep convincing themselves that that works and keep running the same campaign again. It probably will lose in 2024 if, you know, Bernie doesn't win. At how old will Bernie be in 2024? Like, 85 or something?
He'll be dead.
142. <Yeah.
laughs> He finally becomes president at 120 in, like, 30 more years after, like, five campaigns. He just can't die.
Well,
I'll live forever.
We're not going to last that long because something big is happening in the Utah desert.
The Great Reset.
Oh, yeah, they found my jewel.
Yes. So,
But there's a mysterious monolith that was found in the Utah desert. Right. You might have seen this going around because a lot of people are talking about it because, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I was wondering where I put that.
it's not a huge black monolith like in the movie. It's a big silver one. So, you know, obviously a promo stunt for the Juul Corporation, the two different colors that the Juul comes in. But, these helicopter pilots, they were, like, flying around. I don't know if they were doing military drills or whatever.
No, they were looking for sheep. They were counting
sheep. Parks Department guys?
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, Department of Public Safety.
Yeah, they were...
Okay, it sounds suspiciously like doublespeak for cops, but if they were just looking at sheep, I'm cool with it.
They were 100% looking for, undocumented immigrants to throw in a detention center. What do you think sheep is code for?
Oh, no. It's for us for believing this story.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, they saw this thing glinting in the sun or whatever, and they pulled over the helicopter to come down and take a look at it. And nobody seems to think this is anything else except, like, a fucking, like, kind of misdirected Banksy style art installation attempt.
Except for me.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it could be a message from your CIA handler, mm-hmm. Britain. You might want to check into that. But no, I mean, like, you know, this is just some fucking nerd put a big piece of metal out in the
10
desert.
10 feet
but
tall.
That's cool.
It's about, I guess, looks like maybe 14 inches wide and 14 inches deep. It's just a metal. It's a monolith. I mean, looks like the thing in 2001, except it's silver.
And it's three-sided. It's a triangle. Mm-hmm.
It's about the Illuminati.
It's like an extruded triangle. Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. So the thing about it is that, like, I think it's fun. I think it's nice that we had a fucking nice news story that wasn't about how, you know, you're not going to be able to own anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Somebody owns this giant pyramid. That's pretty cool.
That's maybe right. Everyone knows. Yeah. But I think it's nice. But I think that it's weird because it doesn't really seem like art to me. Like, yeah, it looks like art, but like generally with this kind of stuff, you're not allowed to do it. Like people at this level, like people in the replies are like saying like, oh, this guy's art looks like this kind of, but people at that level, like get permits. There's no way.
But that's the thing. Well, but that's the thing, because in this fucking like postmodern art bullshit world, the art is not the thing. The monolith is not the art.
Right.
The art is how someone was able to charter a helicopter and bring this metal thing deep into the desert, only to have it discovered, you know, maybe months, weeks, maybe years later. The art is the action. The art is like the idea behind what happened.
Right.
Yeah, it's some like big, like abstract, like mid, I wouldn't even call it like high concept. It's like mid concept art, because it's easy to think about it, like, oh, some artist was like, I'm going to make a big social change and people are going to react to this in an interesting way. I'll be very interested. I don't know why I'm voicing him like David Lynch, but Kermit. Yeah, or Kermit. I mean, basically the same person. But it really, to me, it also just like strikes me as like a couple of California bros who like work in a metalworking shop or whatever. We're like, hey, we got this big like weird looking triangle out there. I bet if we polished it up and stuck it out in the middle of the desert, yeah, it would really freak people out, bro. And the other guy was like, bro. And the guy was like, bro. And then they went and did it. Like, you know, like that's just as likely as anything.
I think that would be nice.
I mean, if you it's more than likely that we'll see more of these pop up if it is some sort of art, mysterious art installation or viral marketing gimmick or whatever. I mean, turn out to be like a viral marketing.
Oh, it's a
thing.
Planking post. You remember like plank on top of it.
Years and years ago when there was like this Adult Swim like robot character up and like LED mm-hmm. little light things in various cities, and there was like, oh, they called in a bomb threat, and it's like, you know, the fucking producers of Adult Swim called in as a bomb threat for publicity. Come on.
Yeah. It was all a tie-in with Mountain Dew, just like this is going to be a tie-in with Juul. I swear to fucking God, it's Juul. If it's not Juul, it's Red Bull. If it's not Juul, it's Red Bull. 100%.
If it's art, fine. But if it's a fucking advertisement, I'm going
to
be pissed.
Maybe someone made it because America's a monolith again. Hillary Clinton got it commissioned. Oh, it was like, shit. Joe Biden is now leading the monolith of America again. Get out of here,
maybe
Trump.
Maybe this is the secret message from Ghislaine Maxwell we've all been waiting for.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein's going to walk out of this thing on January 20th, like you're saying, John. He's going to emerge. But he'll have no hair, and his body, his skin will be silver.
No, he'll have no hair at all. He'll just be like alopecia.
I'm an Epstein obelisk truther now, 100%.
He's in there, dude.
Check out my GeoCities page.
Yep.
He's going to be like, I died and I've been reborn, so I can't be guilty of any crimes that the old Jeffrey Epstein may have committed.
Yeah, I don't exist anymore on this plane.
L. Ron Hubbard is also there. Walt Disney.
Tom Cruise is there hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of pieces of technology, infrastructure that you might not have come across before, we have a story about an absolute legend of a human being who ran away from the cops because he was suspected of running a Ponzi scheme, mind you, for 35 and amassing like $35 million.
What?
And so the cops tracked him down and were trying to make an arrest near Redding, which is about 160 miles north of Sacramento. the 44-year-old led agents on a chase to the shoreline of California's largest reservoir before grabbing a Yamaha 350i submersible device and disappearing beneath the water.
Oh yeah, no, the 350i. That's a good underwater personal submersible device.
Oh yeah,
that's a good
one. I didn't know you could actually buy these things. No. I thought they were just from video games. Like, oh yeah, I grab the thing and it pulls me along underwater. Yeah. That's cool.
No, this guy
the
rules.
Mechanics of this level are
this
cool.
Guy
defrauded rich idiots out of $35 million and then escaped like fucking James Bond.
Wow, yeah. These look so cool.
Like fucking Solid Snake.
The back of it looks like, I don't know, a leaf blower or something. It's just like an engine and then a bunch of like turbines and then just like a pointed like rocket front that I guess you grab onto and just fly along. I guess you need like a scuba suit or whatever. But
yeah, if you have scuba gear, it says that in using the submersible in conjunction with scuba gear allowed Mr. Piercy to remain beneath the water for more than 25 minutes, but he didn't like jump into the ocean or anything. He jumped into like a finite body of water, just a really big one.
Yeah, it says they just waited for him to resurface.
Yeah. Oh, they caught him?
He only tried to escape.
Oh, man.
No, it's such a bummer. I want people to do Ponzi schemes and just like disappear into the ocean and then they're hanging out like a James Bond villain.
At least
lair.
How far out do you think, like, do you think you could avoid capture by the Coast Guard if you made it to the actual Pacific Ocean?
Yes.
That's international waters. Anything's legal out there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could also, like, have a more of a plan and had, someone on a boat,
have
like,
some
waiting.
Supplies, because you could make it out there to, your grave if you escape the Coast Guard.
Sure.
What he should have done is he should have gotten Elon Musk involved in his Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
And then used Elon Musk's child-sized submersible device that Elon developed when there were those kids trapped in that
in
cave
Thailand.
In Thailand.
That totally impractical piece of shit that every engineer who looked at said would never work and was totally inappropriate.
It was a simpler time before Corona, before all this shit was hitting the fan, you know, when things were normal.
Mm-hmm. When things are
I mean,
normal.
I also love that this guy like defrauded a bunch of people of like tens of millions of dollars and then he was like, you know what I need? I need a personal submersible.
I'm
going to
need this at some point.
I would go powered paragliding personally, but like if you choose the sea instead of the sky, more power to you,
man. Can you imagine the emotion he was feeling in the moment where he was like running to his personal underwater device and was like, this is going to work.
I'm going to slip the cops. They're not going to know what hit him. They're not going to even know what happened.
Do you think like... What were those 25 minutes beneath the water like? Like just looking around for an exit. Like there's got to be a drainage pump or something where I can go sit and breathe air. Like go like escape from this fucking. Because what was it? It was a quarry. or something like a reservoir. It was a water reservoir. It wasn't even like
it's
a
not
lake.
Even a lake.
It was just a man-made.
That's not a good place to escape at
like,
all.
He jumped
edges.
Into a koi pond.
Yeah, it's a glorified pond.
He's just in a little pond
running
in
away
a botanical
from the
garden.
Cops by Yeah, running away from the cops by taking my personal submersible device into the mall fountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a good plan, I think. What were you going to say about
Elon
Musk?
Yeah, I love this. And honestly, the next Anarchist's Cookbook, which I will be co-editing, will have a way for you to build one of these for yourself at home using only parts found in any standard industrial waste bin.
So. Yeah, it's just an inside-out blender, basically.
That's all you need.
I mean, basically.
Keep your hands clear.
Yeah. I was going to say Elon Musk is now the second richest person in the world. He passed Bill Gates recently because Tesla stock is skyrocketing.
I wonder why.
Jesus. Yeah. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, Bill Gates. So now it's Bezos and Elon?
It's Bezos and then Elon. Ugh. Two geniuses.
Two very good people who deserve all of the money they have.
It's just very funny to imagine
that
a guy who's like,
definitely real.
Yeah. He's like shit posting about making a fucking like child submarine and has brain damage from getting coronavirus as like the second richest person on the planet.
Yeah. We live in a very normal and good world. And that's the end of the episode. So thanks so much for listening to BB Bledis. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you'd like to hear more of our show, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/BB Bledis. You can listen to my other show, Generation Loss, and my video game show with Chris called Left Trigger. You can listen to John's other show called Work Stoppage. All of that you can get wherever podcasts are found. You can go to Facebook and hang out with us there and BP Lettuce Mids posting. Follow us on Twitter at WeedPod. And otherwise, we will see you in the Discord.
Oh, and for keep the people. Holiday season, we are doing 4 episodes. Each of the hosts, I went first. I did Ted Kaczynski. We're each going to read and analyze and present to our listeners in the Patreon feed a piece of literature that we think is important. So look out for those.
Or topic, bonus or whatever. Feed. Yeah, something.
Or, yeah, topic. We're just going to do a solo episode.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. So that won't be, none of that will be released on the regular feed. So if you want to hear our little solo episodes, you got to go to the Patreon. So check that out.
All right. Beep on, y'all.
Goodbye.
Keep beeping.
Bye.
I got an empire of emotions, squatting me cruising in my go-kart. I'm warrior when I'm in Mario Kart. Topping the charts, pacing my parts, chopping my luck and when I'm running these bars. Coca-Cola veins, I'm insane, trip through memory lane. Out in that rush, you know, and I see my own white shadows. And tattoo calls, right with a bad diagnose, come feel those. Too weird for the motherfuck boys, catching a sad voice out in Europe, sipping crystal. I'm smoking loud with my lost boys, all this money don't make me sad though. Rubber bands in my pants, bro, don't close your eyes and leave that though. Y'all ain't ready for the lean attack though. Lean, hanging with my team, cover is a heating piece and I don't live in my dreams. I said, fuck the shine, bitch, I grind, bitch, I grind, I'm hard to find.